We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
I want to be so full of the power of God that when I begin to speak the words, things begin to happen. You see, he maintained this anointing, and that's why his words were powerful. How did he maintain the anointing to speak the irresistible word? Very simple. Paul talks to us and tells us how to do it. We are in this dispensation of the Holy Spirit. It started with Christ when he ascended back into heaven and sent the Holy Spirit back. Paul tells us how to do it, but how did Christ maintain it? He maintained it by a continual prayer life.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Healing in the Word.
Power of the Lord is there. Thank God some of us have learned about this second experience of receiving the Holy Spirit, which makes the power of God the anointing. Makes us move into a position of greater authority. How many of you saw sitting out here in the parking lot an MC8 motor coach? And that bus weighs 2 or 3 pounds. Empty. But it has been outfitted by my wife and myself, as we helped design it, and then she put the decor inside of it. It has a complete restroom in it with a shower if they need it. It can sleep about 14 people if needs be, with a compartment in the back and a compartment up the front. It's got tables in it. It's got a microwave oven. It's got an ice machine, a refrigerator. It's got its own, besides the engine, air and heat, it's got its own heating and air conditioning system, its own plumbing system, and so forth and so on, its own indoor vacuum system, and all of that added weight to it. Plus, they load all their junk in it. And then all of these precious musical instruments they load in there also. And when it's all said and done, I don't know what it weighs. It's a heavy load going down the highway, because it only gets about 5 or 6 miles to a gallon of diesel. And you know what? I noticed one day when that bus was going down the road, that little old scrawny guy with a badge on his shirt stepped out in front of that bus and blew a whistle, held up his hand, and Dan hit the air brakes. He set that thing down. Now that bus had more power than that man. I mean, can you see that little old guy? He's about 5'9", weigh about 129 pounds, soaking wet, and he's trying to hold back this huge bus. He couldn't do it if he tried. But I mean, he blew a whistle. And every bit of traffic, that bus and all the rest of it, come to a screeching halt. Why? He has been anointed with power and authority from the city, the state, and the federal law enforcement agency. And the reason that traffic stops is not because of who that guy is or what he is, but because of who he represents. Bless God, I'm going to tell you something. It's not because of who I am, but it's because of whose I am. That when I speak, the devil runs like a whipped dog. I'm talking about talking words. that will change and set you free. It's because of the anointing. And the anointing is what breaks the yoke. You see, Jesus went on to say in John 14:12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." And here it is. And I, verse 16, John 14, verse 16, "And I will pray the Father, he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." That other comforter, there's the Holy Spirit. See, when Jesus was down here, he could only speak the words with power and authority where he was at. And if he was here in Nazareth, he couldn't be in Capernaum. And he couldn't be down at Jerusalem. But when he ascended on high and sent the Holy Spirit back, the Holy Spirit is omnipresent all over the world at the same time in every individual that is a believer. And the Holy Spirit, you see, because if you're born again, you're born of the Spirit. Now, there's such a thing being born of the Spirit, but there is also another experience called being filled with the Spirit. Thank God for everybody that's born of the Spirit. They have some authority and they have some power because they're born of the Spirit. But I'm going to tell you what, you got a lot more of it when you've been filled with it. You know, you can take a glass and set it in the water. And that glass is in the water, but if you'll let it, the water spill over, and then it's in the water and filled with the water too, I'm going to tell you what, that whole glass is immersed and completely permeated with water. And that's what happens when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, see? When you get born of the Spirit, you're just in the water. But when you get filled with the Spirit, or you're just in the Spirit, when you get filled with the Spirit, you're completely permeated by the power of God. And I want to be so full of the power of God that when I begin to speak the words, things begin to happen. You see, he maintained this anointing, and that's why his words were powerful. How did he maintain the anointing to speak the irresistible word? Very simple. Paul talks to us and tells us how to do it. We are in this dispensation of the Holy Spirit that started with Christ when he ascended back into heaven and sent the Holy Spirit back. Paul tells us how to do it, but how did Christ maintain it? He maintained it by a continual prayer life. And the latter church is going to do greater things than the early, because the latter rain is going to bring forth a greater harvest than the earlier rain. I don't have time to preach on the early and the latter rain. But Paul says the way we maintain our anointing, Thessalonians 5, pray without ceasing. There you go. Boy, I got this. I like it when I get the class involved with you. It's easier to preach, teach, whatever I'm doing. I'm doing a little bit of both. I'm getting too excited. I'm trying to hold it down. Old Steve over here and Larry, they in my evangelist class, and they try to ag me on because they like that evangelistic type preaching. Now, you see, Paul says, pray without ceasing. He says, continually recharge yourself up by praying in the Spirit on your most holy faith. That keeps the anointing flowing every day. Every day we have to read the Word, and I'm not talking about grabbing a Proverbs or a precious promise out of a book or out of a little deal sitting on the table. I'm not talking about getting up and making a few of these faith confession sheets that people pass around. I guess that's good if you want to do it. I'm talking about sitting down and reading the Word, and then taking a time to pray in the Spirit. I've got a set certain scriptures that I read every day. Every morning I read those. Then at night I study some other scripture and read other scripture. But every day I read those certain scriptures because they help me to walk in the Spirit. And every day I get in my car and I have to drive about 5 miles to my office. I put on a cassette tape of some good singing. Now I'm not talking about junk either. I put that on and I let that play and I pray in the Spirit while I'm driving for 5 miles. That's a routine that I get involved with. If I happen to don't get to read before I leave, I still put the tape on and pray, and then when I get to the office, the first thing I do is go into my office, shut the door, and read my scripture.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
March the 9th through the 11th, Living Faith Conference at High Springs, Florida. At least it's going to be in Florida,
yeah. So
it should be warmer. That's at Impact Family Church, Pastors Greg and Amy Anderson. You can get all the details on rhema.org/LFC.
And then we're going over to Apopka,
yes.
If I say it right.
Yeah, I
have trouble sometimes saying pronouncing stuff. Florida for the Living Faith Conference, March 12th through the 14th. That's
yes.
Wednesday through Friday at Word of Life Church. And Pastors Durrell and Lisa Morgan.
Yes.
Hey, we're looking for you to come out and see us if you're in those areas. If you know people in those areas, let them know about that we're going to be there. Hey, if you live up in the cold country, this might be a good time to come to Florida. make a little trip down to Florida.
That's
and
right.
Enjoy the warmth.
That's right.
I trust.
We trust.
Yes.
One time in March,
one
it was cold
time
there.
In March, it was cold down there.
That's right. Well, we're believing for warm
if
weather.
If you'd like to know more about this schedule, and also if you want to know about our schedule, our traveling schedule, you can go to rhema.org/LFC, Living Faith Conference.
Yes.
And it gives you all the information right there.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Healing in the Word. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.